Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your reaction to the findings of this Gallup poll that finds nurses are the most trusted profession among the 23 that Gallup surveyed?
Well, I think it's a well-deserved recognition, and I think it speaks to the high standards that we have in nursing. And, you know, we have many nurses who are the, if you will, we are the ones that are there to help prevent complications. And you may or may not know that for hospitals that have an 80% baccalaureate-prepared workforce, that it lowers the mortality rate in hospitals by 25%. So I think it's this rating gives recognition to the importance of nurses, the observations that we make to monitor the health status of people while they're in the hospital. And we're the ones who are most likely to prevent complications and to pick up on any responses to treatments that might be going in the wrong direction so we can correct those as soon as possible. So we're sort of like those canaries in the coal mine.
What is it about nurses that people find that they can be trusted compared to other jobs like bankers or advertisers or even television reporters?
Well, I think we are there at a very vulnerable time when people are in the hospital in an unfamiliar environment. And because most of the nurses spend 86% of the face-to-face time is with the nurse. So we really pay attention to what is happening to you. We listen to you, what your concerns are. So we make sure we can convey your concerns to all members of the healthcare team to make sure you get the best care possible. And so I think that's one of the things that we do that's a unique function of nursing, is to make sure we know what your concerns are and are monitoring and know how you're reacting to the treatment you're receiving. Again, we want to make sure you have the best healthcare outcome possible. So I think that's what speaks, I think, to that level of trust by what we do and how we act. And also, we have, a national licensing exam, which is why I think we're recognized nationally. And our national licensing exam is another way that ensures the high quality of care that nurses can deliver uniformly across the country.
And how much of that is taught, whether it's a curriculum or in practicum at UB?
It's a combination. So it's a combination of an excellent curriculum that we deliver to the students here at UB, and then it's a combination of making sure our students have at least, 500 to 600 hours of time spent in the clinical area to make sure they're proficient in what they do, where they have oversight by their faculty who is, guiding them and checking with them as they're providing that direct patient care in a hospital, or it could be in a community. Today, nurses are everywhere, as you know, whether it's in a clinic or in a hospital, in a community setting, often as with, visiting nurse situations in schools, we're everywhere. So, we're because there are so many of us, too, we're more likely to be the first provider that you see in your healthcare journey. Well, I think what I would like to add is just to remind people to be sure to think and appreciate the care that they're providing. And then also to share with people that, you know, nurses, schools of nursing need support. And it would, one of the things I know that would be great is if this trust in the profession could be transformed into support for schools of nursing, where we have students who are graduating, our undergraduate students, the debt amount could be anywhere from $12,000 to $40,000. For our nurse practitioner students, their debt upon graduation is typically about $100,000. So I think for schools of nursing, we would love to see that support transform to scholarships for students and into support for faculty to help us recruit and retain faculty to deliver this excellent curriculum to students and help prepare those workforce for the future.